Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, world? My name is Pete Richardson, and I'm bringing at you live and direct here at 8 o'clock.
He told me.
God, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you try to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful, as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off of 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you will have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it.
Woo-wee! Hey, if that don't get you going, then I don't know what will. Hey, once again, my name is Peter Richardson, and today is September 25th, and I'm displaying Save With Our Athletes Respectfully. Hey, and if you don't know, Save With Our Athletes Respectfully is a faith-based organization that is designed to prepare today's as well as yesterday's students for high-priority occupations, which include career categories that are in high demand by employers, have higher skill needs, and are most likely to provide family-sustaining wages. By doing so, I have developed a format that consists of a seven-step program called Success. I chose Success because, in my opinion, this is one term that everyone has in common. No matter our circumstances or living situations, majority, if not all, families preach about success in some way, shape, or form. And what you just heard was a brief six-minute segment. And that's how I'm going to open my show up each week. I'm going to find a way to get you going. Because, hey, we all wake up and we all have our own different journey and our own path that we do take. But we all have one thing in common. Just like I said, we try to succeed in some way, shape, or form. So sit back and relax your feet and just sit back and enjoy the ride. Today, I'm going to preach about late bloomers because not everyone just wake up and automatically get it. Some of us, and myself included, you know, we like to sit back and see what else is going on before we make our move. So sit back and relax and just listen to what I got to say and enjoy my segment, baby. Let's get ready to soar.
You a late bloomer? Do you find yourself less successful than all your friends? Are your interpersonal and social skills not as poor as everyone else you know? How will you succeed as a late bloomer? I mean, I bet you some of you probably ask yourself that question every day. You just don't classify yourself as a late bloomer. I mean, I've done so. I mean, I don't see nothing that's wrong with that. From a psychological and a relatively scientific approach, the term late bloomer is often associated with adolescents and adults alike who develop at a slower pace than their peers. From a practical and real-life perspective, late bloomers are individuals who take longer than the average Joe to showcase their full potential in terms of talent, abilities, skills, and physical mental maturity amongst others of their personalities. Late bloomers should not be confused with people with learning disabilities. The modern-day image of a late bloomer could very well be associated with a person of all or some of these characteristics or traits that I'm about to tell you. Late bloomers don't generally achieve financial and career-related success until much later than their peers. Lack of self-confidence could push a person into a shell, causing him or her to refrain from developing interpersonal and personality skills in life, leading to blooming later than others. I just call it soaring, baby. There is an absence of direction and focus in life. A late bloomer may not know what he or she wants to do in life until their late 20s, 30s, or even beyond. A great example of that could be the Colonel, the creator of the KFC chicken. Late bloomers may find social interaction daunting simply because of an incorrect perception that others are superior to them. Such individuals could find control and confidence in their physical appearance at much later stages of their life. Late bloomers may have maturity levels that are deemed lower than average as compared to their friends and also colleagues. People with extraordinary talent often find themselves as different than others. If they fall into a trap of putting themselves down, their skills and talents could take longer than usual, you know, to meet their eye. And I bet you asking, how can you succeed as a late bloomer? One of the beauties of being a human being is that we are all different. We are all different individuals with absolutely unique personality traits, emotional quotient, intelligent levels, and psychological approach. The key to succeeding as a late bloomer is to be happy in your own skin, and more importantly, evolve as a unique personality. As ambiguous as it sounds, let's break it down into the things that you can do to overcome the barriers of being a late bloomer. 1, stop worrying about your past. A daunting past could be a heavy load on a late bloomer's shoulders. When higher levels of maturity and understanding of life in general are achieved, it is common for someone to look back at their immature answers, decisions, and behavior in general and go, "Gee, I can't believe I did that." In some situations, bad memories, which are a result of immature behavior, can cause a lot of emotional turmoil. If you're in a similar trap, the quicker you learn how to stop worrying about your past, the faster you will be able to accept it and move on. Stop ruining your present because of your past. After all, today is going to be your past tomorrow. Do you really want to keep worrying today and add to your worries of tomorrow? Of course not. Accept the idea of what's done is done, and there is nothing you can do about it, so you might as well accept it and move on. Secondly, stop being jealous of others. I can't express it anymore. Stop being jealous of others. This could be your friends, classmates, or even your colleagues. If you are a late bloomer, chances are that your peers have surpassed you and achieved success quicker than you. We all are human, and it is impractical to ask someone not to be jealous at all. But the least you can do is stop the jealousy from hurting you on an emotional and psychological level. Don't feel disappointed if you see your friends or your colleagues at a place where you want to be yourself. Rather, look at their lives and think of things that they've done to be where they are now. But you got to beware, though. Don't fall into a trap of limiting someone's behavior or personality. Just observe their strengths and what they've done, and just use your observations to benefit on your own behalf. If used positively, jealousy can be a great source of inspiration and motivation. If he can, then hey, why can't I? If she can, why can't I? These are the questions that may stem from jealousy, but could also result in a superior motivational boost like no other. If you are a late bloomer, use your observation skills and convert jealousy into a driving force for your success. 3. I'm gonna go ahead and play a commercial from one of my favorite late bloomers, MJ himself. So just please take a listen to. I got 2 more characteristics talking about a late bloomer. Just go ahead and listen to my favorite late bloomer of them all, the one who changed the game of basketball. And then I'll be right back with you.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
Winning is not a sometimes thing, it's an all the time thing. You don't win once in a while, and you don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is a habit. You gotta play with your heart, with every ounce of fight in your body. I've never known that wall. Deep as hard reach the distance. And to win! And to win! And to win! It is and always has been an American field, and that's to be done. Be honest what we do. There's no room for second place. There's only one place, and that's first place. I finished second twice in my time, and I don't ever want to finish second again. I firmly hold that a man's finest hour, the greatest fulfillment in anything he holds dear, is that moment when he's worked his heart out in the good part and lays exhausted on the field of battle. Victorious.
I mean, Vince Lombardi right there, he said it the best. I mean, winning isn't everything, but you got to do what you got to do to get yourself going. And I just want to end my show with that. I just want to conclude it with that. I just want to thank everybody out there for coming out to listen to me. Just to tune in next week, which is October 2nd, next Tuesday. And from here on out, just keep your head up, keep going. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Keep trucking, keep moving. And until October 2nd, I hope everyone have a great night and a great rest of the week. May God bless. And please, do your part and go vote. Everybody go participate. And if you're in the Lubbock area, you see Joe Gutierrez, go see what he's about, go vote for him. It's going to help out the community. Everybody, God bless.